I'm sorry about the delay. Well, Hashem, for good reason. We began last Erev Shabbos to work on Rav Kook's introduction to the tremendous sugya, which is Mashiach's sugya. The union of Teres Eretz Yisrael, Teres Yerushalayim, Bavli Yerushalmi, an union which really been working on here for years. And we learned whereas in the world of Chutz Laaretz, in the world of Bavel, there seems to be two distinct olamos, two different domains, the world below and the world above, the world of Torah and the world of Nevuah, and the principle of Torah lo b'shamayim hi is an ironclad principle. That's the way it seems. Torah lo b'shamayim hi, and halacha is a matter of pure intellect and reasoning, and therefore the chassidim yishayim before davening and after davening. So there are some mishtameres. Rav Kook explains how the Yerushalmi, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of Nevuah, in Eretz Yisrael, there is some sort of a remarkable interfacing of above and below, and there's a hashpah of the world of Shemaim in the Torah of this world, in Torah Sa'aretz. And we need to understand, to learn this very, very carefully. And the main thing we're going to learn now is that, of course, this is not Rav Kook's innovative chiddush. It's not a chiddush. He explained it more than anybody in the past. But this, of course, is rooted back to Chazal and the Rishonim. And that's what we're going to learn. We began to learn from the Sefer Torah Haroa, which has a whole chapter on this inyan, which explains it very, very clearly and using the Ma'ar Mekaymis, at least for us to begin with. We'll get more into this over the course of the year. But to begin, we're on page, it says Kufayin Zayin, which means, I don't know if there's, it's the second page on the left side, which says a Bezeyesh Hevdel, just reviewing that little piece of what we learned in Aris HaTorah, was Eish Hevdel ben Avir Deretz Yisrael. It's on top, five lines down. This is what we learned from the words of Rav Kook. Was Eish Hevdel ben Avir Deretz Yisrael. The Avir Deretz Yisrael, Sheicholu Ruach HaKodesh Lashpia Gam Al Teichen HaHalachis. Because of the Avir of Eretz Yisrael, the world of Eretz Yisrael, it's possible for Ruach HaKodesh to be mashpia, to influence the teichen ha-halachas, the content of the halachas. Gam al teichen ha-halachas. But b'chutz la'aretz Ruach HaKodesh mispashetes begoli rak al ha-agodes. Masha'enikein in chutz la'aretz, there's also an infiltration of Shemaim into this world. In Chutz Laaretz, there's also, of course, a hashpah of Shemayim on Torah, but the hashpah is revealed only in the Agadis, in the non-halachic parts of Torah. The halachas nidonis al pi haseichel ha'anishi. In Chutz Laaretz, the halachas are decided based upon pure human intellect. V'machashakim ha'yishivani. And that's why Chazal tell us the Machashakim Hayshivani, that Hashem placed us in this dark land, meaning in Golus and Bavel, and Chazal say Zet Talmudah Shel Bavel, Talmud Bavli. So B'chutz Laaretz, those are the words of Rav Kook. B'chutz Laaretz, Rak HaAgadais, the Zaynais min ha-Nevuah Ruach HaKadosh. In Chutz La'aretz, only the Agadata, only the non-halachic parts of Torah, are being nourished, are drawing min ha-Nevuah Ruach HaKadosh. The Chachmei Chutz La'aretz, of course, also Bali Ruach HaKadosh. Ach Ba'aretz, however, in Eretz Yisrael, Gam al ha-Nigla v'ha-Halacha Mashpia his galus anashis. The difference is that in Eretz Yisrael, even when it comes to Nigla, to the revealed Torah, and to Halacha, there's a hashpah of his galus anashis, of his galus, a revelation that takes place within the soul of the tzaddik of the Chacham. Zui Tam says, Liba Shoteris Eretz Yisrael. And this is the essence of the heart of Teres Eretz Yisrael, Shehimu Kusheres Umuchuberes B'Tibur L'Hashroz HaShchina L'Gilui Dvar Hashem, that it's inseparable from Hashroz HaShchina and Gilui Dvar Hashem. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sarah U'Dvar Hashem Miyushalayim. That's not only that it happened a long time ago. There's a continuous process of Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sarah U'Dvar Hashem Miyushalayim. It's an ongoing His galus, an ongoing revelation in Eretz Yisrael of Kimitzion Teitzei Sarah Dvar Hashem Miyushalayim. Torah is constantly coming forth. It's constantly being revealed. And the Dvar Hashem is constantly making itself known. Miyushalayim. Yisoy Godel Zer, Omer Olav Harav, Gam Ba'achas Me'egrois of Aruchais. Rav Kook wrote about this in one of his longer letters. The Emes, he wrote about it in many, many letters. But this is the most famous, probably. Shenishlo Chol Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Alevi, Mechaber Sefer Deres Harishayim, Oyseherich Harav Ma'od. Rav Kook sent this letter to Rabbi Isaac Alevi, who was a huge, huge, and innovative Talmud Chacham, who wrote a Sefer Deres Harishayim, which is the history of Halacha. It's a very famous and important Sefer. And Rav Kook and Rabbi Isaac Alevi were very close. And this is part of a letter that Rav Kook wrote in response to some questions that the Daras HaRishonim had. Mizeh Loshon HaRav. And these are the words of Rav Kook. Atziya b'zeh ha'arik tana uklolus. Hanir alin yazdaiti b'inyin asher hirchi b'zeh hadras ga'ayna miperk tesvav ad perk chav gimel michel gimel yisifu amasya b'dvar hayachas sheben habavli el yushami. Rav Kook says, I want to just make a certain ha'ara, a certain comment to make regarding what you have written in your sefer about the relationship between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Memes. Kishem shechachmas Yisrael ha-historis l'chal anfer chayihi v'yonekes michachmas v'shatar l'om k'lerochva. The same way that chachmas Yisrael, that the wisdom of Am Yisrael, not just in Torah, but all the chachma of Am Yisrael in all branches of our Chachma, the same way that its life, it's alive, and it's Yonekes, and it's constantly drawing from the Chachma of the Torah, La'om Kalarachva, all of Chachmas Yisrael is drawing from Chachmas HaTorah, everything that we are and everything that we know. V'ha'achroina mushpaz gamken harbe meharishayna, and Chachmas HaTorah is also influenced and affected by Chochmas Yisrael, by Chochmas Am Yisrael. Kenu b'inyin Chochma ha-Gadim Chochmas ha-Halach. So too is there a hashpah, is there a relationship between the Chochma of Agada, the non-Halacha, the non-Halachic part of Torah, in Chochmas ha-Halach, and the Chochma of Halach. She Yisoid ha-Rishayna, the Yisod of Agadata, the sight of all these stories and all of the teachings and lessons, the Hashkofer, the Machshover, all of that of Chazal, she said HaRishayna, Chochmas HaLev V'HaRayon. It's Chochmas HaLev, it's wisdom of the heart, V'HaRayon, and the ideas of the heart. Shekol HaHalochas HaMurubais HaTliyos B'deyo V'Machshover Noivais Mimena. And all of the halachas, the many, many halachas, that of course abound to deya and machshava thought, noivais mimena, come from that place that's called Chochmas Halev. Chochmas Halev. The wisdom of the heart. Vahashnia hi Chochmas Amaisim. Halacha, on the other hand, is Chochmas Amaisim, the Chochmah that is revealed in practical day-to-day things. Halacha. Sheshneim noivim mishnei hasharashim shemistafim mitar hakadosha. And these two worlds of Agoda and Halacha are flowing from the two roots that come out of the Torah HaKadoshah. Hema Chochmah v'Hanevuah. Chochmah and Nevuah. Human wisdom and intelligence and prophecy. Shel nesbaru adayin yofik dareihem b'yachas n'ituach ha-halachas v'inyin Torah shebaal peh. The effect and the gedorim of Chochmah and Nevuah, and the relationship between Chochmah and Nevuah, and how they impact upon our dissecting and understanding Halacha and Torah Shebaal Peh, has not been clearly explained. Ki ha-klala, because this klal, this rule in Halacha, that of what? Of the Loi B'Shamayim Hi, that Halacha is not in Shemayim, that the Torah was given for us here in this world to decide based upon the rules on the principles of Torah Shebaal Peh to decide Halacha in this world. This principle of the Gemara of Loi B'Shamayim Hi, and that Shemayim is not allowed to interfere with our halachic decisions here in this world, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol passively sits back and waits to hear our halachic decisions, and regardless of what the thought is in Shemayim, that Hashem in the end accepts all of our decisions in this world and stamps all of our decisions in this world with His divine approval. Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi. So Rav Kook writes, it's not as clear, it's not as simple as we thought. Yesh bo kama harorim gedolim. There are many great mountains here, many great things that need to be explored. Af al pi shashitas Rambam hi de'ein shaychus l'nevuah l'inyan halacha. Even though the Rambam is very outspoken about this in many places, and the Rambam is the greatest proponent of Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi, the Rambam seems to have taken a knife and cut apart Shemayim and Eretz when it comes to Halacha. in his Agdama to Pirush Mishnayis, in Agdama to Chelek, in Mishnah Torah, in many, many places, the Rambam separates between Shemayim and Eretz when it comes to Halacha. So after Pesach, Shitas Rambam he de'ein shayches l'nevuah l'inyan halacha. So it seems, again here there's also some discussion, we'll get into later on, but it seems quite clear from the Rambam that nevuah has no shayches to halacha. There's no connection between nevuah and halacha, and the Rambam saw any potential connection as endangering the integrity of halacha. It's a danger. Push it a danger to halacha. It's a danger to all of Yiddishkeit. The Rambam is very strong about this. Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi. That's the Shittas Rambam. Mikol Mokom, HaLashittas HaTaisis, next page. Nevertheless, Shittas HaTaisis Hi Dein Zeklal Gol. The Shittas HaTaisis says that this klal, this din of Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi, is not a klal gadol. It's not absolute. And it's poshet that even regarding this principle of Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi, there are yoytzim min haklal. I told you many times the Koskos Vart that he said a klal, that there's no such thing as an absolute klal. And he says, that's also not a klal. And I figured that out. A klal, there's no such thing as an absolute klal. Aside from Hashem Echad, So there's yoytzim in haklal. So Tosfos holds there's yoytzim in haklal. Vayisa nevuah me'olam po'elas gamkein al halichas teresh bal peh. Tosfos holds that since the beginning, since the very beginning, prophecy, nevuah, has been an active part in the world of the halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh, not just agada, not just the machshava, but in halacha. V'achimashma pashtus ha-mishna da'avis. And the simple pshat that all of us learn from the time that we're children. In the Seder of the Messiah, of the Torah being handed from one generation to the next, Zekeinim Nevi'im. Nevi'im, Zekeinim, Zekeinim, Nevi'im. Shahaya Erech Le'inyin HaNevuah Binyin Torah Shebaal Peh. What place do the Nevi'im have in the Shtashlus of Torah Shebaal Peh? Why are there Nevi'im Bechlal? Why are, not only are there Nevi'im, but the Nevi'im play an absolutely crucial role in the Shtalslus of Torah Shebaal Peh, beginning with Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a Navi, who was the greatest Navi who ever lived. Why is Nevuah part of that Seder HaMishnah, that Seder HaTorah, that order of how the Torah descends from the world above to the world below? There's no question that Zekeinim Nevi'im, Nevi'im Zekeinim, that relationship, that mysterious relationship between the typical pure Zakein of Halacha, of human intellect, and the Navi, there's no question that there's an overlapping of those two worlds. The doichel kuloyma shirak b'mikre haisa ha-mesiris ha-idei nevi'im. It's very, very doichak. It's very difficult to say such a thing. That it just happens to be a coincidence that the mesira took place through the nevi'im. That the mesira of Torah Shebaal Peh, of the oral law, and of halacha, that mesira took place by means of the nevi'im. Ubemes, and to try to deny the reality that it was absolutely necessary, for Nevi'im to return with us from Golus and to come back to Eretz Yisrael in order to see to it that not only that the Beis HaMikdash will be able to be rebuilt, the second Beis HaMikdash, but to see to it that the shattered Luchos of Torah Shebaal Peh, and that which was broken as a result of the suffering and the Churban, broken meaning in the Mesora of Torah Shebaal Peh, that it would be able to be reconstructed, and that reconstruction, just like the reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdash required the presence of Nevuah, so too, the reconstruction of Torah Shebaal Peh that was lost as a result of the Churban required prophetic influence, prophetic intervention required Nevuah. V'haloi hoyu shom gamkin kama chachamim. Why is it necessary for the Nevi'im to be part of the Anshei Knesset Sagadola? Why is it at all necessary for there to be a presence of prophecy in that world of tzaddikim that convened after the Churban in order to prepare for the second Beis HaMikdash and for the resurgence of Halacha? Why was it necessary to have Nevi'im? Those are the last people that the Rambam would have invited. The last people the Rambam would have invited to be part of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola would be Nevi'im. He would have given them an honored place to sit someplace in a Beis Medrash. Don't come to our gathering. Don't come. We don't want you here. We don't need you here. You are not part of the world of Torah Shebaal Peh. You don't belong at this kinus of Anshei Knesset HaGedola.
Rabbi, is he talking about Ezra Soifer?
Malachi. Ezra is Malachi.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Chagai is Chaya Malachi. Mordechai Yehudi is also, I mean, we're not going to go into all the individuals here and the questions regarding the Chiluk and the Ruach HaKodesh and the Vuh, but there were Nevi'im, Shleish Nevi'im, that came down. So the Rambam would not have invited them. Ela Shahayu and Yonim Keila, Shetzar Davka Koch Nevuah. It's obvious that there were certain inyanim in this reconstruction where it was absolutely necessary to have the Koach HaNevuah, to have the power of prophecy. And even if we concede to the Rambam, even if Taisus were to concede to the Rambam that we don't paskin alpi nevuah, that is, if there's a disagreement, if there's a shaila between the Chacham that we don't paskin alpi nevuah, the psak halacha, that a navi doesn't come there to decide the halacha. Mikol makom poelas hi al sidur halimudim. Nevertheless, nevuah influences. It has a hashpa upon the limud, upon the seder halimudim. We're going to learn what that means. Upon the seder of learning, upon what happens during the learning. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, therefore in Eretz Yisrael, sheimokum hanavuah, which is the place of prophecy, yesh roishim l'shefa hanavuah b'seder halimud. There is an obvious roishim, imprint, impression, influence of the Shefa of Nevuah, B'Seder HaLimud, in the way of learning. V'ha-havon hi muzberes mitaych ha-shkofa pnimis. And the svaris, the logic of learning, what appears to be human, the human logic of learning, is musberis, the svaris themselves are the svar itself is musberis mitoch hashkof apnimis. The mind of the chachme Eretz Yisrael, the mind of the chachme of Eretz Yisrael, is colored by, inspired by, and influenced by pnimis, by nevuah, by something higher than this world. Doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu whispers into the ear of the Chacham, Tamei, Tahar, Oseh, Mutter. The Chacham reasons, the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael reasons and uses his reasoning the same way as the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, of Chutz La'aretz. But there's a hashpah of something higher when it comes to the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to see. And therefore he writes, V'enetzar kolkach arichus birurim. One of the obvious differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, one of the obvious differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi is much, with many more muches, shorter. Much shorter. That which can take pages in the Bavli can be a sentence or two in the Yerushalmi, which makes the Yerushalmi very difficult. It's very hard to learn. You know, when something is unclear, it needs a tremendous amount of explanation. The fact that the Yerushalmi is hard for us, that's because of where we're holding. When something is unclear, it needs a lot of explanation. When something is obvious, it doesn't require that much explanation. The same way that we know the difference between the Bavli, that it's the Bavli is always Toshma, come and hear, and the Yerushalmi is Tochazi or Chazei, come and see, when something is obvious. If you have a Chasna Kala, I'll give you a simple, dumb marshal. If you have a Chasna Kala, and he has to write a dissertation about why he thinks it would be a good idea to get married to her, she better not marry the guy. It's usually a bad sign. If he has to write a dissertation, if he just says Tochazi, come and see, so then we're talking about Chasna Kala. In Chasna Kala, there are things that the Kol HaMoisif is Gareya. The more you talk about it, the more you talk about it, the more you're taking away. That's where you see there are relationships. There are relationships. Maybe this is a little bit of a sticky subject, but there are relationships of Tashma and the relationship with Tachazi. There are husbands and wives who, if they don't every single minute, I'm exaggerating, but they don't on a regular basis feed each other's need for words. Constantly, you know, you have people that every time they hang up the phone, I love you, I love you. And if they don't feed each other those words, so then they're sveikis in the relationship, Chalila. And there are other Jews that they can live together for 70 years. It was enough once or twice during the 70s. It sounds horrible, doesn't it? That's because we're a bunch of babies and we're Americans. That's why it sounds so horrible. That doesn't mean that they're less romantic. But it's Tochazi, not Toshma. Tashma, come in here. Oy vey. I have a Torah for you. I love you. Boy, do I love you. And the guy goes and he reads some sonnets, you know, to prepare for when his wife comes home. He loves her so much, he has speeches to make. The Indian of Eretz Yisrael is Tochazi, come and see. That's one of the reasons why this, why it's not so posh with Jews getting along in Eretz Yisrael. They're not marich bedvarim. It's less romantic over there. Over here in Chutz Laaretz, everybody's like the meetings and conferences and talks and peace. And Eretz Yisrael, the guy just says, get lost. And the whole idea of Eretz Yisrael is short, is abrupt. It's to the point. Those who have spent time in Eretz Yisrael know that there are inyanim between Jews over there that you don't have to talk about, that we understand. That's why a lot of the commotion about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael has to do with not being in Eretz Yisrael. When you're together, the impression that we get over here is that everybody in Eretz Yisrael Hasidim hates each other. The Charedim hate the Chilonim, and the Chilonim hate the Charedim, and the Charedim hate the Dati Lumi, and the Dati Lumi, this Nechsim. But if you ever go into the Shtibel, and if you ever go into one of the Shtibelach, and you just daven with other Jews, you know that that's not true. They're arguing with each other. They have certain inyanim with each other. But when you're there and you see it, tochazi, that it's not true. There's not a sinner. I'm not talking about a few crazy people. But the overall avir of Eretz Yisrael is abrupt, is short. They're not marich bedvarim. Because when you know something, it's clear and it's obvious to you, so then it does not require an ariches dvarim. Remember, Shlomo Kalbach said once that he was in Eretz Yisrael. This has happened to people who have been at Eretz Yisrael, but he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he was walking someplace and he got fablunged, he got lost. And he asked the first Jew that was there, was not a religious guy at all, and Shlomo asked him, I need to get to Erechov Sel, and so I don't know where it is. So the Yid says to him, he takes Shlomo's arm, he says, come, I'll take you. So Kalbach says to him, I don't need you to take, just tell me how to go. So the Jew says to him, Mark, I'm not wearing a yarmulke, I'm not allowed to do mitzvahs. There's a certain Indian in Eretz Yisrael like that. There's a certain Indian like that in Eretz Yisrael. And Chutz Laaretz sounds like, who knows what's going on over there? There are problems. Of course there are problems. There are problems because of some crazy people. But the Hamoin Am on the street, regular Jews, it's not like what we think. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you know it's not that way. It's not that way. There are problems. But those problems are like on the surface. It's a matter of certain inyanim b'style. And the second that this surface thing falls away, everybody's like crying on each other's shoulders. Chasam and Kala, b'emes, where there's an inyan of pnimius, ain't tzarech kol kach arichus birurim. You don't have to have so many words. You don't have to be mevarer. You don't have to explain. Nowadays, parents have to explain to the children why they care for them. They have to give all kinds of drushes and have to write letters and have to go into to explain to the children why we love you, how we can prove we have evidence that we love you. The Indian of Yerushalmi, and they say Yerushalmi love, Yerushalmi, is an abruptness. That doesn't mean when it comes out in a rude way. That's more chitzonius. But Einzah Kolka Hariches Birurim doesn't require long Birurim explanations. When something is obvious, and something is revealed, when something is revealed, it doesn't need to have Birurim. It's, you see it. This is how it is. V'hainu avir d'Eretz Yisrael mafkin. It's the deeper meaning of avir d'Eretz Yisrael, the avira, the air, the hashpah of Eretz Yisrael, the avir d'Eretz Yisrael mafkin. It brings about this type of an opening of wisdom. So things that in Bavel are not obvious and require arichas to be developed and to be explained and so on. If the Talmud Bavlo, Chazal say, who matrid lehu? The Talmud Bavli matrid lehu. I don't even know how to translate. You know what a tirda means? That matrid lehu means it's exhausting. Talmud Bavli is exhausting. It's exhilarating and exciting and fun. That people have fun arguing also. But it's exhausting. It takes your kishkas out. Matrid lehu. And it comes with a certain confusion. Torah, tirda means distraction and confusion. To get to the point. The chochmas hanavuah. On the other hand, prophecy, chochmas hanavuah. She yisoid l'chochmas ha'agoda, which of course is the yisoid of all the chochma, obvious, is the obvious yisoid foundation of all the chochma of agoda, of all the thought and feeling of Torah of Yiddishkeit. She atzad ha'pnimi shel shorashei ha'Torah, which is the inner side of shorashei ha'Torah, the pnimi is. Paula, roi ha'yir ha'bein shetishu alav shechina, elishabovel, El Shabavel Garmalai. There were tzaddikim like Rav and other Tanoim and Amoraim who lived in Bavel, and they were worthy of Ashras HaShechina. The only problem was that because they lived in Chutz La'aretz, they could not connect in that way to the Shechina. Because Chutz La'aretz does not have that Avir Deretz Yisrael, and therefore there is an iron curtain of some type between heaven and earth. So there were tzaddikim who, if they would have been in Eretz Yisrael, that curtain would have been pulled aside. And there would have been a different hashpah in their learning. Those tzaddikim who are under the influence of these sherashim, these roots that come from chokhmas hanavuah, from the chokhmah of from prophetic chokhmah, prophetic wisdom, hakitzuhu ma'il atzlam. By them is dafke the kitzer, that everything is but kitzer, that's considered to be, that's a maila. We don't have to talk about this so much. It's not matrid lehu. It's not exhausting. It's not ba'arichas. Not ba'arichas. You see, there came in America such an Indian that under the chuppah, I don't know, this started by the Haskalah, but that under the chuppah, there are rabbis making speeches under the chuppah. It's a completely non-Jewish thing. It's a goyish thing, totally. So to make that there should be any extra words under the chuppah, it's coming from the outside. B'chol, no Indian like that. There was never an Indian klaisvel for someone to start speaking under the chuppah. The only words that are said under the chuppah, the brachas, and chasn kal harei mekudesh li, kol amoisif gereya. The Indian of the chuppah is tochazi, is the Indian of Eretz Yisrael, of Yerushalayim, of Nevuah. And anybody that starts up, we are gathered here, which is scary because that's usually how funerals begin also. We are gathered here, this momentous occasion, to celebrate v'chulu. These speeches under the chuppah, which came from another place, not come from Klai Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael was always, the chuppah faket was always very fast. In, out, go. And we start dancing. It wasn't an Arichas drum. The whole chuppah wasn't an Arichas drum. It came, well, this is the hashpah from the outside. It was never an Arichas Dorah by the chuppah. Never an Arichas Dorah. It's an experience. It's a Hashras HaShechina. The second somebody opens up his mouth, it's already bringing it into another place. That doesn't mean if any of you had that by your, had the misfortune of having that by your chuppah, that doesn't mean chas v'shalom that anything was wrong or anything happened. God forbid, people start to get nervous. Huh? Yom Chutin spoke.
One of them spoke. He says, "I want to speak."
I hope you are you forgiving him?
Of course. Kids are still married.
Yeah. That's particularly offensive. But it didn't. But Nisim, you didn't speak. You didn't feel the need. Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. He has very nice mechutana, Baruch Hashem. Hakitzu Maila Etzlam. When something is in a place of Tachazi, when something is in a place of that Hashuas Hashchina, of something that's coming from another world, from the other world, you just stand back in awe. You just stand back in awe. We don't find, and it's the same thing, the whole Indian, I'm sorry, forgive me, because I'm just trying to bring it down to a very partial thing. The whole Indian that you have, like giving, making introductions. You see that when Rav Matl Zilber comes here, do you ever see me say, I'm now the great and holy rabbi from Stachin? I don't make any introductions. Rav Tzvi Meir is here, I don't make any introductions. But if Chas V'Shalom, if you don't make an introduction like when a rabbi comes, then you're going to be in trouble. What do you find by Marvin has seen it, there was somebody that was like somebody that got up and said, Rabbi Sai, we're now going to hear from God. And everybody, please pay attention, turn off your cell phones. God is going to speak now. Thank you very much. And this is the, what can you say about God? He's the master of the universe, and here he is. You ever have such a thing? To go someplace to speak and have to time it, that's one of the reasons why I don't go anywhere. I have to sit someplace in here to start. There's somebody reading from a hesped that he found on computer to say, this rabbi this, and he did this, and he did that, and he didn't. If you start to read, his aveiros would be much better. And you have to have an introduction. The Barisham doesn't need any introduction. In other words, when you're in a place where the emesis is gala, then ein oime ve ein dvar. What's the Indian of diburim? What's the Indian of diburim, of talking? It only could stare. It could only interfere, and bring something to a lower place. This also is the whole thing of introductions. This all came from this adrach. It's not an. But yeah, of course, it's their heresy, and you have to do, and there's the speeches, all these things, all this, the dinners and the saying and honoring, all these things. And the Baruch Shalom, when Mashiach will come, will be such an interesting thing for how surprising it's going to be. I think it's going to be like a dinner, and there's going to be a dais, and somebody introducing Mashiach. It's not going to be what we think. It's going to be his galus of or. Boom. A nuclear blast of or, of light. And all you do is you stand back, and you can't say anything. Therefore, we understand that the Indian of Torah Shas Yisrael is very much bekitzer. It's very much bekitzer. Hakitzu my leslam. Vanitur shel ha-halachas, and the whole way that the halachas are being dissected, analyzed, v'otzaz davar mitach davar, and to learn to derive one thing from another, nasa etzlam beskira v'chava ma'od. There shouldn't be any separate. Nasa etzlam beskira v'chava ma'od. It takes place beskira v'chava with a broad gaze. Skira means to look at something from above, like when you see it from on top of the mountain. Oh, that's how it is. When you're in it, you're trying to figure it out. When you're in something in the thicket, sinas dover mitarch dover. When you're in something, but you're on top of the mountain, you're looking down. You say, oh, that this is this and this is that. So even though, of course, there's shakla v'tayyu in Yerushalmi, there are nituchim, there are dissections, and we find that the Yerushalmi analyzes. Nevertheless, the whole mahalach there is much more from a mountaintop than from being inside the forest. Skir chav ma'od. V'day lehem remez kal lahachlit mishpat. And in Eretz Yisrael, day lehem remez kal. It's enough, a remez kal. A tiny little hint, even in their drushes, even in the way that the Yerushalmi darshan's psukim, a remez kal, even the tiniest little hint, is enough. La'achle mishpat to decide the halacha. V'zehoye yisoid seder halimut shel Yerushalmi. And this is the yisoid seder halimut of how the Yerushalmi was taught. Shalgabi oisam hazoichim lehenes me'orish al ma'ila, that among those who are zoiched to enjoy, to benefit, the chachmei tzisrael me'orish al ma'ila, from that light that was shining from above, the hashpah of prophecy, hayidai dikdukim k'sarim lebiru ha'halacha. So enough to have like little reminders, little dikdukim k'sarim lebiru ha'halacha, little devices to be put into place to remember the experience of what took place when that Indian was misgal in the Beis HaMedrash. Again, it didn't come down like Hashem saying, this is the halacha. There wasn't a nevuah like that. This is the halacha. It was a hashuah like that. It was like, oh. Aval gabi b'nei bavel. But as far as b'nei bavel are concerned, sheshor she'en nevuah lo yishpio lehem kol kach. There was hashpah of nevuah. I mentioned that a little bit last week. And we'll talk much more about that. But it was, certainly was not as clear and as open. In Agada, yeah. But in terms of halacha, it was much, much more subtle, much more subtle. There was certainly a special siyata d'shmaya and a special ruach hakodesh that the halacha should be affected and directed in a certain way. But it wasn't as obvious. Lahaya masbika kitzer. In Bavel, lahaya masbika kitzer. The kitzer, to be too brief, would not suffice. And therefore, in Chutz Lars, it's necessary that there be more of an arichas dvarim. It had to be explained more and more and more and more. I'm sorry, we started a little late, but Mr. Shem, we'll continue next Erev Shabbos.